This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The several masked Hong Kong protesters denounced police tactics and treatment on Thursday. After 10 weeks of increasingly violent confrontations between police and protesters that led to hundreds of flight cancellations at the airport, more protests are planned on Friday and over the weekend. Here's protest spokesperson Sophia Suen.
Political oppression now manifests as the police's excessively brutal clearance operations and selective law enforcement. This poisons what used to be Hong Kong's immaculate public security records as fear spreads within the community.
Also Thursday, China sent a warning to unnamed foreign forces getting involved in the protests. Chinese ambassador to Britain Liu Xiaoming said in London,
"We urge those foreign forces to respect China's sovereignty and security. Immediately stop interfering in Hong Kong's affairs, stop interfering in China's internal affairs, stop conniving in violent offenses."
The ambassador also said China will use its power to quell Hong Kong protests if the situation deteriorates further. Pakistan says three of its soldiers were killed in a cross-border exchange of fire in the contested Kashmir region. The Pakistan Armed Forces spokesman tweeted the soldiers were killed when Indian forces opened fire along the border known as the line of control. An Indian army spokesperson denied any of its troops were killed, saying Pakistan violated a ceasefire between the two nations. Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended his controversial measure to strip the Kashmir region of its statehood and special constitutional provisions. More about this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel has barred two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country Thursday.